Again to this Gospel Miracle Hour. We are so pleased you've joined us. If you've joined us for the first time, then welcome. Well, friends, I have good news for you. God is not angry with you. He loves you more than you'll ever realize. And I'd like to open in prayer, Lord. I pray that you grant your servant great boldness this day, that, Lord, you'd stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this reason, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Well, we go to Exodus 34, 5 and 6, but first, what is God's nature like? Well, he is kind, merciful and gracious. And most important, what does he think of you? And so in Exodus 34, 5, 6, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abounding in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgressions and sin, by no means clearing the guilty. Well, God doubled the word Lord to say, this is who I am, merciful and gracious. Now, the message today from Luke 2:8, God loves and uses outcasts. Says in Luke 2:8, now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over the flocks by night. Well, the Bible says those who came to worship baby Jesus were shepherds. In today's culture, it loses some of its meaning and wonder. And that time, a culture of shepherds would be the last and least to be expected. They were ceremonial unclean. They were not allowed to go into the temple area. They were unaccepted. They could not be called as witnesses in court. No one could ever believe the witness of a shepherd. They were despised. They were looked down upon. They were hated. The saying was, give no help to a heathen or a shepherd. That's how they were appreciated. I wonder that God would choose them to witness the birth of his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to be the first to worship the Messiah. Men that stunk of sweat, stink in the field, those who lack the most basic manners, whose language that is unfit for children's ears. Loved one, on this night, they were favored by heaven. Out of the entire Jewish population, God chose shepherds, these outcasts, were the only ones who came to see the Messiah and spread the news of his coming. Friend, this night God changed their name from outcasts. They were called faithful ones, friend of God, one who seeks my face. Loved one, you may be wounded, outcast, lonely or afraid. God will change your name to confidence, joyfulness, overcoming one, faithfulness, friend of God, one who seeks my face. Well, friend, this entire message has been that God loves you. He always has and he always will, outcasts and all. God has an unselfish concern for you and a willingness to seek the very best for you. No matter how low down you are, no matter what your disposition has been, you may be low in your thoughts, words and actions. You may be selfish. Your heart may be overflowing with corruption and wickedness. Yet Jesus will have compassion on you. Friends, you cannot work your way to heaven. You cannot moralize your way. You cannot reform your way. And you cannot buy your way. It comes as a free gift of God through Jesus Christ. This free gift of eternal salvation is now being offered to you. At this very moment, Christ stands at the door of your heart and waits for you to invite him in. We don't have the promise of another day, friends. Today is the best day to get your life right with God. Will you pray with me? Just pray along in this simple prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sin. I believe that Jesus is the Christ. He died on the cross for my sin and sickness. I take you as my Lord and Savior. Come into my heart and life. Fill me with the power of your Holy Spirit. Amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, friend, I believe you got born again. Get into a good Bible-based church. Remember, you are unique. That means there is a destiny for you to fulfill that he has not called anyone else to do, on earth to do. Isaiah 43:25 says that God says, I, even I, am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. Friend, God is saying and reminding you that your gracious God repeatedly forgives and forgets sin, not because we deserve it, but because he chooses to, for the sake of accomplishing his plan of redemption. So just pray this out loud every day. My past has passed away. I am forgiven. I am justified. I am free, free from condemnation. Psalm 139:16 says, each person has a book of destiny written before they were born. It is a personal book that contains God's heart for you. Always remember how kind he is towards you. Hey, today's scripture is from Isaiah 43:2. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. So the message today, faith in the middle. In Genesis 37, God gave Joseph a dream that one day his family would bow before him. God showed him the end and the promise was planted in his heart. But God didn't show him the middle. Years later, when the dream came to pass and Joseph was ruler over the nation of Egypt, I can hear him saying, God, you gave me this incredible promise, but you didn't tell me I'd be thrown into a pit, into jail, sold into slavery, falsely accused of a crime, and put into prison for more than 13 years. If Joseph were here today, he would tell you, don't get discouraged in the middle when life doesn't make sense. You know the promises in your heart, but every circumstance says just the opposite. Keep believing, keep doing your best, and you will fight. And in the faith, in the middle, God is in the middle. He's going to protect you, provide for you, and favor you. So my prayer for you today here, and this is, Father, thank you for the promises you've given them through the, where they go through the deep waters, even when life doesn't make sense, they choose to trust in you and believe that you are working behind the scenes for their good. They will have faith in the middle, in Jesus' name, amen. So be encouraged, God is with you in a powerful way, and he is not going to let you fail. Right, we're going to be praying for the sick and hurting shortly. God's power to deliver his people from sickness, disease, and infirmity. 2 Corinthians 1:20. For all the promises of God in Yeshua are yes, and in Jesus, amen. Yeshua is Jesus. Jeremiah 1:12. The Lord said to me, you have seen correctly, for I am watching to see my word is fulfilled. Isaiah 55:11. So is my word that goes out of my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I send it. So in Matthew 8:5-13, and when Jesus entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, pleading with him, saying, Lord, my servant is lying at home, paralyzed, dreadfully tormented. And Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only speak the word and my servant will be healed. For I also am under authority, having soldiers under me. I say to this one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it. And Jesus said to the centurion, go your way, as you have believed, so it will be done. And the servant was healed that same hour. See, just take God at his word. The Roman centurion came on behalf of his servant, asking Jesus to heal him. Jesus offered to go to his house, but the centurion exhibited great faith, saying, but speak the word only, and my servant will be healed. He didn't ask Jesus to come and lay hands on him or even come to his house. This is a demonstration of one who understood the power of Jesus' word and required nothing more as a result. He simply told the man to go his way, and as he had believed, it would be done. This sets an example for us to follow. Just take God at his word. Verse 13 again says, then Jesus said to the centurion, go your way, as you have believed, so it is done. And the servant was healed that same hour. So we see there that as he believed, so it was done. And the second part of it, and the servant was healed that same hour. He was healed. We go to Psalm 91:3, 10, 11, and 16. For he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly disease. No evil will conquer you. No plague will come near your home. For God orders his angels to protect you wherever you go. With long life, he will satisfy you. Psalm 107:19-20. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distress. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. God the Father sent the living word Jesus to deliver you from every destructive force, including sickness. He also gave us his written word, which is filled with power and life. As we believe and speak the word of healing, we can expect to be delivered from disease. As the scripture states, he sent his word and healed us. Jeremiah 23:29, is not my word like fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces? In Luke 10:9, Jesus commanded, and heal the sick over there and say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. You go to Romans 8:11, but if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead also give your mortal bodies through the spirit who dwells in you, amen, who gives you life. The Holy Spirit comes to live on the inside of you. The Holy Spirit will quicken, will make alive your mortal body. The Holy Spirit is the confirmer of the gospel. He is the demonstrator of God's word. I pray, Holy Spirit, if what I've said is from you, then confirm your word with signs, wonders, and creative miracles. And the power of the Lord is present to heal. So those suffering in pain and need healing, lay your hand on that part as I begin to pray. Believe you receive, and you will have. It's the Holy Spirit who will quicken or make alive your mortal body. So, Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the living God, I pray and I come against pain, emotional and physical. I curse this, I bind and break the power of this. Command you be healed and made whole. Let the fire of God burn it out. Be healed and made whole by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I command shalom. I command peace. I pray that every infirmity, I rebuke this. I bind and break the power of it. I be healed. Let the anointing of heaven go right through the body. Be healed and made whole. Give them a miracle, Lord, that they have longed for. Heart and blood disorder, let every artery be opened in Jesus' name. I break it. I break the power of it. Set them free, Lord, by the power of your blood. Lord Jesus, the power of your blood, Lord Jesus. Be healed and made whole. Give them a miracle that they've longed for, Lord. Fill them with your goodness, Lord. Give them a miracle. Cancers, tumors, just like Jesus cursed the fig tree at the roots, I curse cancer at the roots. I command you to come out of this body. I bind and break the power of it. Be made whole by the power of the blood of Jesus. Let the anointing of heaven fill them, Lord. Let them fill them to overflowing. Give them a miracle, Lord, that they have desired. We thank you, Lord, that the enemy has been defeated and the peace, his shalom, has healed every broken heart. Every sorrow was lifted. Every burden and yoke is destroyed, O Lord, for you are more than enough. You are our strength and our song as we magnify your holy name. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and his wonderful works to the children of men. Well, friend, divine healing can be instantaneous, but it can often also be progressive. But the Bible says, you shall be healed. So act your faith, try. Sometimes it happens immediately, as I said. Sometimes it'll be an hour, day, whatever. But believe you are healed. The power of God has been released. To keep your healing, believe you receive. Most important, believe you receive. Use your authority as a believer. Make sure you're living in right relationship with God and each other. We must forgive, no holding on to grudges or being vindictive. It's not that the other party was right, but for our own health and well-being, we've got to forgive. Walk in love. Make sure you look with great confession. Have good confession. And today's blessing. May the Lord bless you and may the Lord keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you in the darkest storm of your life hold to the never-failing hand of a loving God. His anchor will hold you. The storm will pass by. The thing which you have asked, God will supply. He will give you joy for the bitter gall of rejection. He will give you healing for your sickness. He will give you a new beginning for your failure. He will turn the darkest nights into the brightest day, because he is the lover of your soul. He is the father of all hope. In Jesus' name, receive this blessing. Shalom. Amen.
Say. Never miss your favorite